Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Kaiserin Education has confirmed that departmental officials implicated in the irregular awarding of a school toilet contract will face disciplinary action. The special tribunal yesterday directed Education MEC Sipho Hlomuka to act against 16 officials linked to the 2.5 million rand mobile toilet contract. A special investigating unit probe found that the 2020 contract to supply chemical toilets to schools was awarded without a competitive bidding process in breach of public finance and treasury rules. The SIU revealed that 72 chemical toilets were delivered before the company, Hawule 2 Pty Limited, was appointed. It's accused of overcharging the department by over 100% and submitting claims for services that were never rendered. Investigators say the contract was unlawfully extended and payments were split to get around procurement thresholds. Hlomuka says he accepts the findings, which involve departmental officials in the Pinetown district. In a statement last night, the MEC said that he's instructed the head of department to implement the tribunal's orders without delay. Meanwhile, NAPTOSA's Thinono Mudli says the findings confirm long-standing concerns over corruption, negligence and breaches of supply chain rules.
Wasteful and irregular expenditure of this nature is unacceptable, especially in a department that is already deeply cash-strapped and struggling to meet its basic infrastructure, staffing and resource needs. And every rand lost to corruption is a rand stolen from our learners, our educators and our communities who rely on functional public education systems.
National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has confirmed that police have located one of the two vehicles used in the murder of Malanga Commission witness Marius van der Merwe. He was gunned down outside his Brakpan home on Friday. Masemola, who briefed the van der Merwe family on progress in the case last night, said that a white Chevrolet buggy abandoned in Alexandra fits the description of the vehicle seen on CCTV footage on the night of the murder.
On the evening of the murder of the deceased, a video footage shows a white buggy pulling up around here, but there was also a darkish hatchback vehicle that was seen on the scene. For now, we have found only one. We are still looking for the other vehicle. Our crime scene experts will do investigations on the vehicle.
And a powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake has struck off northern Japan, injuring at least 30 people and damaging roads and infrastructure. The Met Agency says the quake hit off the coast of Aomori, cutting power to thousands as temperatures remained below freezing. Small tsunami waves reaching up to 70 centimeters were recorded shortly after the tremor. Residents reported violent shaking lasting around 30 seconds, leaving deep cracks in roads and shattered glass across pavements. Back home, and that summer heat appears to have taken hold across KZN. The Weather Service has sent out an advisory for extremely uncomfortable conditions over the province's northeastern parts. Durban 29 today, Maritzburg 30, Richards Bay 31. We've also got a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over most parts of KZN today. Forecasters say heavy downpours, damaging winds, hail and excessive lightning can be expected. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.